A black family whose son was killed while in Milwaukee police custody 39 years ago is taking a bigger role in this year's Black Lives Matter protests. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports on the words and actions of the relatives of Ernest Lacey.
Lacey died in a police van in 1981 after being taken into custody for a rape it was soon determined the 22-year-old did not commit. At a later hearing, community activist Howard Fuller called for charges against the officers who had forced Lacey to the ground.
We know that they had handcuffed him and that Eliopo was no longer concerned about arresting him. He was trying to hurt him.
Officer Thomas Eliopo was eventually fired. Four others were suspended in a legal case that took about 4 years. Lacey's death has been revisited in Milwaukee before, when black men have died while in police custody, with the death in May of George Floyd while being held down by Minneapolis police. Milwaukee activists are pointing to the similarities of the Lacey case. There are dozens of Ernest's relatives still living in the Milwaukee area. Several came to a rally and march yesterday in Washington Park to mark what would have been Ernest's birthday. Nephew Justin says his uncle's death continues to have an impact on the Lacey family.
Man, it affected our family so much is because Ernest Lacey was an individual from the stories that I heard from my family, my grandmother, my father, my sisters. He was a giving and lovable individual.
Ernest's brother, Cecil Lacey, says Lacey's law, passed in Wisconsin after Ernest's death, requires police to seek medical help for anyone in their custody. Cecil contends the law is not being followed.
Absolutely not. And that's the reason, that's one of my motivations that motivated me to get out and speak up on the law, because I feel like it's on the books, but it's just being ignored.
Ernest's mother, Myrtle Lacey, says she was sad her son was not there for his birthday, but she also called it a happy day because about 100 people were on hand.
It's a happy day because we see people who are determined to help someone. And I feel that with everyone's help, and of course God's help, we'll make it.
But Myrtle Lacey says she's not criticizing all police officers.
I guess I'm a little different than a lot of people as far as the police are concerned. There are a lot of police officers that I think are just great. We have police officers in our family, and I look up to them and I respect them, and I know that they have a job. But I also know that there are officers who doesn't give people the chance to live. And for those kinds of people, I think that people need more training. They need to be taught that you just don't kill people for no reason.
The main focus of the Milwaukee area Black Lives Matter rallies has been on deaths in police custody. And after some brief speeches yesterday, there was this chant.
Say his name!
Ernest Lacey!
Say his name!
Ernest Lacey!
Say his name!
Ernest Lacey!
Followed by a march of a few miles to 23rd Street and Wisconsin Avenue, where Lacey died. More speeches there, and the group blocked eastbound traffic for about an hour. Ernest's brother, Cecil, sang a song his sibling taught him, The Greatest Love of All, first recorded by George Benson in 1977.
Let the children laughter remind them how
Lacey suggested yesterday's rally and march would not be his last, as the local Black Lives Matter movement now counts more than 60 consecutive days of hitting the streets and says it plans to keep going. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.